5 seconds to go. I think, sir, that apart from a national health policy, which I would welcome, of course, there are so many other factors on which the whole question of population control depends. My first point is that I would have expected Honorable President to give the highest priority to this problem, which has now reached a dimension where everybody, whether in the government or in the opposition, should be distressed and worried about as to the future of our country. Development in our country and how we are going to cater to the needs of these millions of people whose numbers are growing all the time is a question which I think baffles everybody at the moment. We are sometimes getting rounded by saying that we do not want to go deep into this problem because of the emotions or the kind of sentiments which are aroused by it. Sir, I humbly say that this is no way of dealing with this problem now. Otherwise, in a few years from now, our country will be facing an insoluble crisis because of this growth of population. I would therefore like the government, if it has any further idea on the subject apart from talking of stabilization of population, to take the House into confidence and tell us something more about how they propose in this national health program which they are considering to deal with this problem which has really reached gigantic proportion. The second apprehension I have got, sir, is regarding the role of the government in the Kargil war. How our jawans, our officers and our armed forces gave their lives, shed their blood in order to defend our soil, and how they have written a glory of fate in human heroism is all known to everybody. So everybody naturally has paid tributes to them. There is no question about it. There is something of which everybody in this country is proud of. But I must raise one point, and that is how are those young men of our armed forces exposed to this danger to their lives and their safety? When the government took a stand that they had not been aware, they had no knowledge, they were conscious of the fact that there had been a large-scale incursion into our territory by armed people from Pakistan, which included not only the regular Pakistani army but so-called Mujahideens.